to it, man.
You hear about these guys in Denver who are like, they've never done edibles before, and so they're like, they're in from out of town, and they'll go and they'll be like, oh yeah, just one cookie? Fuck that, I eat like four, you know? I fucking eat, I'm a Chips Ahoy motherfucker, I'm gonna eat a lot of cookies. And so then they'll eat like five, six pot cookies, and then they'll not fill it for an hour. They'll be like, fuck this shit, I'm gonna get shit-faced.
So then they get drunk.
So then they get drunk, and then about, you know, hour two comes around, and they're like, I'm feeling way too damn good. And then by like hour three, they're like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, then they're getting raped by a horse.
Oh, thanks.
The horse is like, it was consensual. No, this guy was.
Is this in his, like, is this in real life, or is this in his, like, imagination? Like, what part of reality is this?
I don't know, man. He was, if you take six cookies, there is no reality.
I think you just, like, you just become incapacitated, right? You just fucking.
I would imagine.
No!
What? No! That's awesome, though.
So if you didn't hear, a man fucks a boa constrictor.
That's what Sasha just said. There's a man fucking a boa constrictor. Hey, wait, is like from the front or the back?
Yeah, yeah. What side of the snake are you on?
It changes the whole song for me. It's like, I'm gonna fuck me a boa constrictor, a boa constrictor.
Can you constrict a little harder, please? Because I am not feeling it.
So disgusting.
Anyway, my boa is just, he's not putting the effort into.
I don't believe it. I guess I'm bullshit. Well, how does that even happen?
Yeah, why would
what?
Have you seen the boa constrictor that eats the baby hippopotamus? It can swallow a cock, my friend. A boa constrictor can take a goddamn cock.
We know that. It can eat a person. We're pretty sure it can take any size cock.
Maybe
eat a person.
Maybe the boa constrictor just like, he like was trying to eat the human, but then sort of backed off, and the guy's like, no, you're not fucking getting away. No way. No, fuck you. You're staying.
You're
not.
You're going to suck me right off.
You're not going to try and eat me and then back out of this bullshit.
Anyway, so this video, just send me a link.
Just a garden snake.
Except
going
for
down.
Should I private that video? Because my wife's going to be like, you're into some weird porn.
All right. Well, what should we do?
So I can't stop laughing about some guy letting a boa get him hard. I thought you were going to say it's too weird of a video, but no, it's weird because four dudes are watching some guy. Man, that boa's pretty sexy. Wow. Anyway, okay, let's go. If you don't know, we already started the show, obviously.
Oh.
This is Toy Soup's Black Box, where anything goes.
Anything goes. And today in the studio, we have Ben Brinton.
Hey, everybody.
Yes,
I am so happy to be here. Can you hear me? Did I do that right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
You were perfect.
Right. That's perfect.
There are no rules, and there's no right ways.
That's what I like to hear.
Before we get into it, you got any shows up coming up at all?
Hey, no, I play. I'm a musician, comedian, improv guy that just plays weekly all around town.
So weekly, as in where's the main spot?
So at Wingers Roadhouse here in West Valley. You can come out there on every Friday. And then I got a show on the 18th in Mill Creek. That's a Wing Nuts.
Ooh, stepping it up.
Mill Creek. Yeah.
So Wingers is in West Valley.
Yeah.
Less tips, Mill Creek.
Wing Nuts.
A little more tip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little
exactly.
more tip.
Yeah. It's like
higher up there.
It's a good. People like music up there. They enjoy live stuff.
Not in West Valley. Those
no, fuckers. Not in West Valley. It's all that hip hop.
Oh, you don't play hip hop? Get the fuck out of here!
I'm a guy in a guitar. How am I going to play hip hop on a guitar?
You can, pound the side. I don't know.
I do beat it. I mean, my guitar.
Do you have a boa constrictor at home? Because I hear that they're very
helpful.
It's going
to be like a whole new society of people being like, yeah, I fuck boa constrictors too.
And the boa constrictors.
And I don't judge you. You fuck boa constrictors. We all fuck boa constrictors.
Everyone does. And the boa constrictors will get pissed because everyone will think they're sluts.
Be like PETA's getting involved, being like, you can't fuck boa constrictors.
Maybe they
don't want it. You don't know.
They're boa
constrictors. And then they'll be like the black widow boa constrictor that like eats people's penises off. Or that's just any boa constrictor. Am I too loud? What's happening? We're good. I'm getting adjusted as we go.
All right. So we got two suggestions so far. Well, this one comes from Christopher Stevenson. He's a very funny man.
Yeah.
He's a...
What up, Christopher?
Yeah, yeah. He can't say hello now, but he will.
I know. I'm just saying hi.
It's called The Apocalypse. Everything is on fire.
Is that the song title?
That's the song title.
Right. Oh, you asked for a song title.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Oh, are we singing?
Mm-hmm. We're going to make up a song.
Oh, shit. I wasn't ready for this.
Song title, Everything is on Fire. I got a plan, I'm going to hatch it. I got a plan, I'm going to need some matches. Going to light everything on fire.
Fucking fire.
Going to light everything on fire.
I'm fucking fire.
I got something to plan, you know what I mean. I'm gonna dazzle with gasoline.
Gasoline.
I'm gonna light it on fire.
Light it on fire.
I'm lighting it on fire.
Light that shit on fire.
Oh, burning wood, coal and crystalline. You know what I mean. I'm gonna light everything on fire, man.
Fire it on fire.
We're gonna light it on fire.
What you gonna do?
We're gonna light it on fire.
We're gonna light that on
it's
fire.
It's the end of the world. Everything's gonna be on fucking fire.
Gonna light it on fire. My house is on fire.
Really, your house is on fire? We should probably get that checked out.
Nah, my dog's in there.
And fires? What the fuck is
going
on over there?
Fuck! We only had two goddamn podcasts, and every single one of them brings back a goddamn car accident. Bullshit.
It's hard not to bring that back because a car went through your house.
And it was on fire.
Well, I'm sure they thought it was on fire. They were meth heads.
I did too, because they had their hazards on. They weren't driving with lights on, but they had their hazards on. So when they smashed through our house... Fucking looked like shit was ablaze.
Like red, everything. Yellow,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Light everywhere.
It's the airbag smoke. Oh, my God. Just looked like a fire. I thought it was a fire.
Like the apocalypse.
Like the apocalypse. Yeah, we didn't really sing about the apocalypse, did we? Just on fire.
No,
I kind of did. I mean, if I were to take a metaphorical approach to what we just did.
If I pick up my diploma from the University of Utah theater program, then yes.
I think it really, really captures the apocalypse. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, God is on fire.
God is on fire.
He is on fire.
He's fucking rocking it. He's on fire.
Well, I think we should play Life in a Musical.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not getting any suggestions. I like this whole boa constrictor thing. So I think we should do a scene about a boa constrictor and then all of a sudden...
Life in a Musical.
Life in a Musical.
Oh, wait.
Style.
So how does this work again?
I don't know.
So it's just like you just go into it and then
think of it as a scene.
Oh, it's like a musical.
There's going to be music.
Okay.
And then there's,
May be songs involved. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
But it's going to be the life in the musical of a boa constrictor?
Yeah. Boa constrictor.
All right. Man, it's tough being a boa constrictor. That's I constantly make that noise all the time. That just comes out of my mouth. Anyway, I'm going to slither over to that tree over there. And, oh my God.
Hey. Look. Hey, Douglas, I found me a boa constrictor.
Oh! Boa constrictor, you better get yourself a big old rake and beat that motherfucker.
Hell no, I ain't gonna beat that motherfucker. Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do with a boa constrictor?
Well, I'm gonna take my damn pants off. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of that boa constrictor.
Hold on. As a boa constrictor, I know a lot of you guys think we just like to eat things, but that's not true. We don't constantly eat things. You know, you could take me out somewhere to like a river and let me slither around for a second and feed me some crickets.
Stu, I think that boa constrictor is talking to us.
Man, we shouldn't have taken so many goddamn mushrooms.
Well, but roll with it.
Shouldn't have taken so many goddamn
mushrooms. Oh, you, Mr. Boa Stricker.
Mr. Boa Constrictor.
Mr. Boa Constrictor.
Whoa.
You, Mr. Boa Constrictor.
Mr. Boa Constrictor.
Mr. Boa Constrictor.
Yeah.
I think I'm going crazy.
So
eating
crazy.
Mushrooms and getting lazy.
So
now a boa constrictor is a talking to me. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm just batshit crazy. Yo,
man,
boa.
You so crazy, Mr. Boa Constrictor. Constrictor.
Well, Gerald.
Yeah.
What do you suppose you're gonna take your pants down and fuck a boa constrictor that's talking to you?
Well, I suppose I'm just gonna do what you just said.
All right, fine. You know, I'll do it. I get a little taste of human. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
That's how it ends.
Wait, we stopped it there. I'm gonna go all the way.
That's intermission.
Well, no, yeah,
intermission. Oh, that's intermission.
That's the cliffhanger.
Oh, wow. That's a quick act one.
Yeah, act two is coming up. Yeah. Take some more drinks. You know, relax. Oh, Helter Skelter, the musical. Ready for action, Charlie Manson. Jesus.
What?
I got some dark people.
That's a suggestion?
That's Helter Skelter, the musical. Ready for action, Charlie Manson. Manson.
Wait, isn't that like a real song?
Yeah,
like
I think
Manson
it is. I don't know if
that
gonna
song?
Yeah.
Helter Skelter?
Maybe. Just one of those.
Helter Skelter, I don't even know her.
Shut the fuck up. Did you see me Helter Skelter the shit out of that chick the other day? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
No, that's okay. It's a cool phrase, though. I'm going to use it. All right, so that's our suggestion. That's the only one we got? No, that's other suggestions?
I don't like it.
We don't have to take it because it's our show.
I don't really listen to Helter Skelter.
I didn't even put it on Toy Soup Comedy's page and nothing's happening, so.
It is Sunday.
Yeah, it's all right. We should ask Calvin directly. I'm going to ask Calvin.
That's a good idea.
Bastard.
That's a good idea. Ben, you want to make up a song with me?
I'm just like background music for you guys right now.
I like it.
Dude, but, background music the other scene. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It's like we had like a little pep in our step.
There was
because of it.
It was good. Good. That's the idea.
We can do whatever we want. We can wait for a suggestion and just talk about Sasha. Sasha's in the room. He gave us edibles.
That's true.
They haven't kicked in yet.
No.
Just edit it out. Don't worry about it.
Hey, yeah, I want to go off of this suggestion I got off of my Facebook post for a Mr. Burns lullaby.
All right,
let's
do it.
Yeah.
Good night, Mr. Burns. All the lessons that you learned, like polluting the water, getting fish get three eyes. I hope you sleep really safe tonight. Oh, good night, Mr. Burns. Oh, my loins burn. Sometimes it's gonna get given to surprise. We'll go hang out with Smithers and drink beer and eat pie. Oh, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
I hope you fall asleep, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
I actually hope that you die, Mr. Burns.
I don't listen or watch The Simpsons, but I know when I go night, Mr. Burns, it means my pants are on fire and my penis is on fire too. Everything is on fire, just like the apocalypse song.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
I hope he dies, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
I hope your penis catches fire.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
eats. Oh no, oh no.
Good night,
Mr. Burns.
I hope you die, Mr. Burns.
Good night, Mr. Burns.
It got, so got really sad.
Man, those are Downy edibles.
I guarantee that. The sad thing is they're not kicked in yet, so this is just how stupid we really are.
Oh my God. This is too fun.
Hey, we're all art students, so this means something.
True.
By the end of this podcast, we're just going to be listening to a Beatles album. Just like...
Oh my God.
Let's see if I got any. I don't think I do. Soup, what about you? What about your awesome?
Man, I haven't got shit. I posted on Toy Soup's page. Nothing happened. Maybe I'll post on my own page.
Which... I got this. Andrew Needs More Likes by Adam Hatch.
Nah, that's funny.
Let's sing a song about how many friends Andrew doesn't have.
I have so many non-friends.
All right, Andrew, I'm going to put the pressure on you. You have a style you want to work in? You want to... No. It doesn't matter.
But no, like, but let's do...
like rock, ballad, or emo, or...
Those all sound sexy. Let's do like, country.
Fuck you!
What is this song about again?
Andrew needs more life.
Fucking
man,
every day.
Man, Andrew had no friends.
That's true. I have no friends. Well, every morning I wake up, I check my phone.
Check. Check.
The light's not on.
Blink, blink.
I'm all alone.
Scary, scary.
I got no friends.
I got no friends.
Like
got
my pose. Everywhere I look.
Everywhere he looks.
I got nothing to boast.
Ain't nothing to boast.
Oh, fuck my friends I don't have. Fuck the friends I don't have. Because I don't have any friends. Please, someone help me with my friends on Andrew. Facebook, please.
Needs more likes. Oh, Andrew needs more likes.
I really need more likes.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried many things.
Yes, you did.
I got a bot. I got a bot to post more for me.
Program.
Still didn't work.
Ain't no friends.
Anyway, if everyone could just like everything I do all of the time, I would love you, because I don't have any friends.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, I'm your friend.
That's a one like.
Well, can you like my post then? Because I don't get any. The song's still going. Don't you fucking stop, Ben. Troy's about to sing. I can see it in his eyes.
I'm about to sing, but I don't know if I want to actually like one of your posts.
Andrew needs more likes. Andrew needs more likes.
Fine.
Andrew needs more likes.
That's true.
Andrew needs more likes.
You got it? You gonna do it?
Andrew needs more likes.
Yes, it does.
Andrew needs more likes.
I need more likes.
Well, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna open up my Facebook. I'm gonna give Andrew's post a look. And I might give him thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs around. You know I got it up a bum. You know I want an eye kit, but I can't like it, cause it's a picture of his kid. I'm sorry, super duper, ain't gonna like your shit. No, no. Even though we're real friends in real life, Andrew.
No, it makes sense. Maybe I should just worry about real friends instead of those fake ones on the net. I just called it the net.
Oh, we got ourselves something called the net.
Hey, man, we're having a good time. It's like friends, man.
Yeah.
I got a piece of paper in front of me, and I love using it. Like, I do nothing with it, but I just love pretending to have...
Makes you feel like you have something to say.
Yeah, it feels like if the show's lagging, I can just go, oh, look at this. Oh, wait. Wow.
That's like what newscasters do. They're actually, always blank.
Actually, look at this one. It says Billy the Kid on this piece of paper.
All right, I got a suggestion, actually.
Oh!
But, to be honest, it's on Toy Soup's page, so I'm pretty sure it's just Troy's suggestion. it's from MacArthur, and he says Star Wars 6.5 is the suggestion.
6.5.
So how you want to roll with this? Make up a song about Star Wars 6.5, or do you want to make a scene of Star Wars?
Let's do a
6.5.
Scene. Let's go scene.
Let's do a scene.
Star Wars. And then we'll
6.5. I don't even know how many Star Wars there are. So.
There's like 12.
Is there six of them? This well, is the
if you were to ask me the question, how many Star Wars exist in the world, I would say there's like 8.
Like movies?
No.
Yeah, like, and I'm talking like animated series. I'm talking like...
Oh, you lost me there.
Oh.
There's an animated series?
Oh, yeah. Cartoons.
Okay. Yeah. There's probably a
what
ton.
What about comics? Does comics count then? Does that make it 9?
What, like...
Like comic books? I guess...
I was thinking like movies. Like all right. Movie all right. Movies.
So our scene is Star Wars.
Okay.
Anything we can do with it. Doesn't matter.
Commander.
Hold on. Let me just turn off the coffee maker. Yes, this is Commander Beaker.
Beaker, I need your help.
What seems to be the problem?
There's this bitch called Luke Skywalker, and I want to beat his balls in.
First off, you can't say bitch or balls. You could probably say beat, but you can't say beat balls in.
I'm sick of this shit.
Because you're on the job, sir. You're on the job. And I know Luke is hard to work with. All right, I know Luke Skywalker is a real pain in everyone's side. But how about I just bring you both in here and we'll talk about it?
Yes, bring them in now. Luke.
Well, if it isn't Darth Vader.
Yeah, bitch. I'm going to beat
you. All right. I'm going to have to stop you there.
I'm sorry.
Darth, I'm going to stop you there.
I'm sorry.
I told you can't say bitch. Now, Luke.
I'm in anger management.
I am not talking to any man that wears a mask. That is just not cool with
me. Okay, but
I think it's
really
condescending. I think really it undermines what I want in the relationship.
Fine. Luke, check this out.
You are not my dad.
Yes, I'm your dad.
Okay.
I'm your fucking dad, you son of a bitch.
No using your force in here. I can feel it. I can feel you guys trying to lift things and throw stuff.
You want to see my face? Fine. I'll show you my fucking face.
All right, here
comes
we go.
Down to the goddamn fucking face every fucking Sunday. Oh, let me see it. God, you must fucking see the face.
If you did, you would have done it sooner. Oh my god! I'm gonna have to use SOS pads to scour that image from my mind.
All right,
you fucking happy, son? You fucking happy,
Dad? You are ugly on the inside and the outside. Ugly.
I'm gonna have to say that Luke Skywalker won this round of therapy.
I brought the check this month. Do you want me to give it to you now after?
Give it to your stepmom.
I don't.
Thank you for paying rent on time.
It's therapy. I already paid rent. I pay mom.
Oh, shit.
Don't even go there. Don't.
I'm going there. You had sex with your sister. I'll pay for this. I open up a can of goddamn worms. He had sex with his sister.
Darth, we know that. Luke Skywalker has another session after this session with his sister, Princess Leia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we're working that through that. But now you're deflecting.
I'm sorry. Would you tell her I say hello?
I will.
She needs to come around.
Well, she doesn't want to talk to you either, okay?
Oh, come on.
She thinks you're passive aggressive.
Whoa.
She thinks you need to change your attitude and turn the volume down to a 5. You're at 10 with your scuffing. Just turn it down a little bit if you could. There's a volume on that fucking light bright of yours.
The family's tore apart.
All right, well, that's the half an hour. So you guys could just, you're staying because you're here with Leia. But Darth, if you could make your way out.
That's right. It's your turn to time. It's your time to leave the room.
I'm out. Fine.
I know you think he's a dick.
I'm fine.
I know you think he's a dick, but he's got some cool moves. I mean, the way he left that room was cool. He just kind of glided into right through the wall thing.
And I never got the good moves. I always got the bad moves. I got the short end of the evolution.
You're the good side. The good side never has cool moves. The bad side's way cooler. I mean, I shouldn't be... Oh, hold on. I have a phone now. Hello?
Dr. Binka, your next patient is ready.
Yeah, okay. Send on in.
Hey,
Oh, hello, brother.
Oh, hi. Hi, Leia.
We meet again.
Hold on. Can you guys wait? I'm just going to turn some cameras on.
You look good.
You look great.
You look great.
You look delicious. With those ear buns.
Right. They look.
Makes me want to cover you in sticky buns.
I got them from the mall. Cinnabon. Yeah.
for you. Yeah. You look good.
Thanks. I've been working out. I've been using the force and shit.
Yeah. Ooh, force. I like the force.
Language, please.
Sorry.
How big is your lightsaber, may I ask?
Well, I've been working on it, so it's
oh, really? Really?
It's a lot more powerful.
And oh.
I got, you know, yeah, the laser beams.
That, oh,
you know,
yeah.
Technology being what it is, I figured I'd double up in size.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys seem like you're doing well. You're doing real well working this out.
I mean,
I feel like you guys don't want to have sex anymore, right?
Oh no!
Like you just you're done with that. Is that what the vibe I'm getting?
Everything's fine. Like, but I brought you something.
Oh,
it's really? It's a dildo.
Oh my gosh, I'm moist.
And it's in the shape of a lightsaber.
Oh my!
You can think of me.
Oh, I'm gonna. Do you mind?
No. Do you mind? Doctor?
No, I'm, hold on. There's flickering now. I'm gonna let me change my film rating to 29.7. Holy shit, that comes out of control.
Stay on target.
Oh my gosh.
All right, the session's over.
Thanks for that quickie, doctor.
Yeah, anytime. Just pay, you know, whatever.
Do you pay us this time? Because that's usually what happens.
Oh.
I masturbate and you pay me.
Yes, you're right. You are the princess. So here's your payment. It's awesome. Jesus Christ. You guys have to so in here. Give me that. Hold on, I got it.
Well, your table's on fire.
Yeah, that happens when you have a...
wood table. That was a good suggestion. No song. We didn't need one.
We're all about versatility.
You said birthatility.
Birthatility.
I'm pretty sure that's not a word, but
the utility of birth.
Okay, so
let's see. See if I got a new one.
I got a like, I think.
Ooh, I got two.
What'd you get?
Fantasy football. I don't get a lot of dates. Jordan Mazzotti.
Fantasy football. If you want a Mazzotti.
Wait, fantasy football, I don't get dates?
I don't get dates. Apparently, he listens to or watches fantasy football. Or
and he doesn't have dates because of it?
Like the FanDuel. I guess I don't get a lot of dates because it's fantasy football, I guess.
Hey, do you guys do the fantasy football thing?
No.
I haven't, but it sounds interesting. I'm interested. Like FanDuel and the DraftKings and stuff, it's taken over the world right now.
Oh, dude, all the advertising and stuff?
Oh, yeah, like, it's taken over.
My wife's mom is super obsessed with it, and it's freaking weird.
Really?
Obsessed.
Yeah.
She leaves family functions and, like, drops kids in the middle of playing with them because she has to go check on her fantasy.
She's like, I gotta make sure my tight end on a no-name team is doing okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
My brother's into it, but I see the excitement. It's kind of like he tries to keep it contained, but he'll be like, I just gotta check the stats. He's like Jones and to see if you know whoever the quarterback is isn't whatever.
I'm
not really into football in general, so
yeah.
I get the process. I still say, you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather smoke a bowl and play a video game than play fantasy football.
I'd rather play a football video game.
All right.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's fine.
A little more involved.
Yeah.
I would definitely rather do either of those things.
Yeah.
In fact, I had fantasy one time with my wife's family, but my wife ran.
Wait a second.
I guess that's what the scene's about. No, we already had that scene.
And they call it the Aristocrats. let's go to this paper. What else do I have? Let's see. I got swashbucklers. The word swashbucklers is on this piece of paper that I found in the studio here. Swashbucklers.
Kurt Vonnegut graphed the world's most popular stories. What?
I don't know what it is. Somebody else left their podcast.
Swashbucklers.
The fantasy football. You want to make up the song?
Why not? Yeah, okay. I mean, fantasy football.
I don't get a lot of dates.
That works. I don't get a lot of dates.
I don't get a lot of dates. That's fine. I go and hook up all night. I don't get a lot of dates, but my fantasies come true when I play down $100 and make it I don't get a lot of bucks. Except for the basketball team. I like to go all kinky, fantasizing about that team.
Oh, Timberwolves.
I don't get a lot of bucks. Maybe on football. I don't give a lot of fucks, cause that's all I got. Fantasy football. Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
That's football.
Fantasy football. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Gonna pick you good. Oh, wait, no, I'll pick you, cause you're better. But it takes down my points. So I'll pick a weaker guy instead. And then I'll pick another guy so I can pick my all-star. And then it comes to that Sunday. Comes to that Sunday, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you play, you're doing no good. You're doing no good. You're doing no good. Oh, you're doing a little better, and now you're doing shitty. Ain't kind of okay. The other guy I should have picked that wasn't that good. It's got 700 motherfucking yards. What the fuck? What the fucking shit? I fucking spent $20 on. There's always next week.
There's always next week.
There's always next week. Hopefully Tom Brady cheats.
Whoa!
Oh!
That was awesome. You guys are great.
That's good, yeah. It was all right.
That tapped me. I'm out of water now.
You're tapped?
I'm tapped.
By the way, Andrew was like, I don't know if they let us drink beer in there. Oh, all right, let's not bring the beer. The guy's like, hey, you want some weed candy?
You want some edible?
I'm sure he'll cut this out, too.
Okay, yeah. Hey, is that the idea? We kind of just lay it all out there? And
he'll edit like, the
that's
shit.
That's like what we say. Let's not do that, but let's do that, but let's not
the
do that.
The podcast is like 2 minutes long. We know we've gone too far.
That's like reassuring.
We're talking directly to you, Sasha.
Yeah, right.
This is stuff that only he will hear.
And I'm sure he has like a side editor who's like, fuck those guys, I don't even know who I am.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna leave all this
what
dirty
the
shit
hell are
there.
They on?
I'm going to jail.
Jail? What the hell happened?
Whoa. It was right. Fun. Just shit just got real. I nobody else is like liking me, nobody else is commenting on me, nobody's giving a shit.
It's all right.
Which is what I think Facebook does. It makes me feel like nobody gives a shit.
No one does. It's all about yourself.
Well, exactly. It's
a very narcissistic place.
Well, it is.
So, unlike us in this room singing into microphones.
For no one.
Is this a bad habit?
This is not about us. All right. This is about helping the community.
We're trying to liven somebody somewhere about boa constrictor fucking.
Listen, someone in the other country is dying of some disease, and this is going to help.
This will be it.
This is going to be a trigger for somebody.
All right. Let's get one more suggestion, I think. Maybe end. Like, what are we close here? Right?
Yeah, we can finish anytime. I thought we were wrapping it up, but I can do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
If the idea is to just do as much as we can and then edit as much as we need to.
Yeah, whatever.
Keep going. I'm good.
We're right at about 33 minutes right now.
All right, let's do at least one more.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go off. You guys can pick a... This is about the Roomba vacuum. This is a commercial. Son of a bitch.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Did someone post that?
No, it's just on a piece of paper here.
It's like a script from an earlier.
Yeah, it's obviously a commercial that they have to say. But I like what it says below Billy the Kid. Let's do a Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid scene.
Scene.
And then,
scene? Yeah, yeah. And then end with a song with a Billy the Kid scene song. Yeah, okay.
Billy the Kid the musical.
Ooh. Billy the Kid the musical. Ah, Billy!
Oh, you yeah. No, it's fine.
No, my name is just Billy as well, but I'm not from around here.
Two
so
You guys are crazy.
I'm Billy.
You're
Billy.
I'm both Billys.
I'm a Billy from Bucksworth.
I'm from Montague's.
Montague's.
Yeah.
And I haven't been that far west there.
Yeah. Now you're from where did you say?
Buckview.
Buckview. And what do you need?
I know you guys are catching up, but we need your help, man.
Wait. Have we met? Because I'm not from around here.
Come on, man. Billy, you know me, man. Dude. We go to the same school together. We've known each other for like 3 years, man.
Oh, I got it. All right. So you guys are from the same place. I'm not.
No, Billy, I know you too.
Oh, wait, I go.
Yeah, we went to Catholic together.
Man, you get around. You get around.
Hey, any fucking whiz, man. I need your fucking help, yo.
Jose, what do you need?
Oh, you just assume my name is fucking Jose, huh?
I forgot. I don't even know you. I forgot your name because I don't.
You're lucky it's Jose, okay?
I knew your name. I just didn't want to say it because I know how sometimes when people say your name, you get real frustrated.
Jack is so fucking frustrated. But anyways, I'm not getting frustrated right now. I'm getting frustrated with you guys. I need your help.
What do you need, man?
Yeah, what do you need?
Jeez, everybody on horses over there terrorizing our town.
Oh, so you want us to go? Yeah, I think we can handle that.
Oh, are you into that as well? You go and handle town terrorization?
I do. Conveniently, I got you both at the same time. I was going for either one, but I got two.
We're going to duel Billy the Kid. Is your nickname Billy the Kid?
As a matter of fact, people called me Billy the Child for a while, and I was like, that sucks. But I said, no, from now on, Billy the Kid. And
man,
Bucksworth, people in Bucksworth are mean.
They are mean.
They tease Billy the Child is what they call me for a stretch.
Billy the Child.
They're raping my wife.
Horses. Actually, I've got a couple myself.
Wait a minute. I can't hear anybody being raped.
He's like a mile away. You can't hear rape from a mile away, asshole. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Here's my horse, Debbie.
I have my horse. I didn't call her Debbie though. It's Tim.
Yeah, everyone has a fucking horse. Nobody cares. Okay, we all got goddamn horses.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry. Let's settle. You're right. Let's go. Let's go, Jose.
They're terrorizing my family.
Ready? Well, on the count of three, we're gonna ride in there like a Western hero movie.
Let's go. Yeah.
We've already gone 2 miles.
Follow me. It's over here.
Hey there, villain. Drop that woman from being raped a mile away.
Wait, if his name is Villain, that's a cool name for a villain.
I was just calling him Villain because he's a villain.
Oh, I thought you knew his name.
I don't believe his name is Villain. Excuse me, sir. Is your name Villain by chance?
It's Villain. I hear you's Billy the Kid.
I am formerly known as Billy the Child.
I'm Billy the Kid. I've always been Billy the Kid.
Well, prepare to get your shot.
Are you sure? Because you just got Billy the Kid on stereo going on right now.
That's a duel. Watch this. We're both
Billy the Kid.
See that? That wasn't unison.
Whoa. Look at that. He's got 12 shooters. That's 2 6 shooters. Oh, there's another one. What the fuck is that?
I brought myself a whole army.
Let's back up a little bit around this rock.
Whoa.
And let's figure this out.
What are you guys doing?
Jose, if you don't mind, let the Billies talk.
We have to have a plan.
My wife getting raped. You can hear her now.
Jose,
he's a good villain. If he can rape her and hold those 12 shooters at the same time, that's a great villain.
I think we might be in over our heads. Let's reconvene.
Okay,
villain.
Jose,
what?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
What do you guys want? Are you talking to me or Villain?
Villain. Well, we're gonna talk to both of you. Villain, come over here and talk to me. Hey, Villain.
He's not even there yet. Don't worry. He's taking forever.
What do you want, Billy?
Villain, with all due respect, sir, I think you've got a mighty number of talents that leave Billy and myself.
Yeah, I wasn't even about to shoot you.
You just lit your match off my beard.
This is the coolest villain I've ever seen. His name's Villain. He's got 12 shooters.
I'm still raping your wife.
Hold on. You know,
it's Jose. It's Jose.
Hey, Billy, why don't, will you keep Jose in check for just a moment while I talk to Villain?
He's raping my wife!
Hold on. Jose.
Why are you hang-tying me? What is going on?
Just be quiet. I'm not going to duct tape your mouth because I think you're funny sometimes when you talk. Because you have a crazy weird accent, you know, so you say stuff and it's hilarious to me. I don't know what you're saying. So I'm going to hog-tie your leg. Yeah, there you go.
Jeez Louiso, but hurry, okay?
See, that one's pretty funny. Jeez Louiso is like hilarious.
Could you just help me?
We are helping you. We are negotiating with the villain.
She's not happy.
All right, look, we're negotiating with, the other Billy the Kid is negotiating with the villain, all right? So when he's done.
Negotiation, they're talking while he's raping her, man.
Yeah, it's a good tactic. You give him a little, you take a little. You give a little, you take a little, all right?
Jeez Louiso, man. Okay.
All right, now I'm pretty sure Billy is having a great conversation with the villain right now.
Yeah, you want to do this girl with me, Billy the Kid?
As a matter of fact, I think you are so badass, I cannot help but be drawn to your gravitational force of badassness. Yeah. And I want to rape and pillage all the time, too.
Yeah, good old rape.
Hey, Billy, not just meaning you, but I'm afraid. Billy, come here. Come on, Billy.
Hold on. Sorry, Jose.
Where are you going? It's cold. I'm freezing.
Hey, Billy. Yeah. Billy, I got some bad news for you. I mean, it's okay. I think this is going to be for the best. I think there's too many Billys in this relationship, and I think I need to go my own way.
What are you guys doing?
Jose, I'm in the middle of something. Would you just shut up?
I like it when he says stuff. He's funny.
I mean, he is funny, but I'm trying to tell you that... I'm going to be a villain. I'm going to be the bad Billy the Kid.
Did you just say you're going to be bad Billy the Kid?
Bad Billy the Kid. And that would make you, by default, the good Billy the Kid.
Bad.
Well, that's okay. I can be the kid.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
You know, I was raised to have morals.
Well, that's good. I mean, I feel like it's going to work out.
So I can be the good Billy the Kid.
So the villain and I are going to go continue raping this woman.
Bad Billy the Kid.
And we might see you in the town around, Billy, you know, in the gold mine.
All right, fine.
Hey, but you be good. Hey, Jose, you give my best to your wife. Actually, I will give my best to your wife. And
okay, let me know if you need some paint done in your house or something. I can help.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, villain, come on. Let's get our horses and go.
What the hell was that, man?
Well, the villain just won.
That's no good. I hope he knows my wife is a man.
All right. And that's Toy Soup's podcast.
Check out Black Ben Wingnuts.
Hey, yeah, check out my website, benbrinton.com. Tells you more about me and where I play around town. But I'll probably be attached and linked and hashtagged to this Toy Soup podcast.
Of course.
Theater's podcast.
Black Box.
Toy Soup's Black Box.
Check
Toy Soup out. We're in Provo next Saturday, so that's the 14th.
And also, make sure you go to Earhole Media to get all of this goodness.
Mmm.